Kate and Buzz Radio Business Talk. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with your local business news. Let's start with some news from the High Street. Lots of people have been asking about the Nationwide branch. It's currently closed for refurbishment and it's due to reopen at 10 a.m. on Monday the 24th. Nationwide say that they're making the branch more modern, comfortable and easier to use. There's also a new hairdressing salon opening today, that's the 18th of February, called New Styles. It's at 44E High Street and it's on the first floor near the pantry and the tattoo studio. Welcome to the High Street and we wish you every success. Anytime Fitness has celebrated their 7th birthday here in Leighton Buzzard with special offers for new and existing members. Congratulations and here's to the next 7 years. Amid continued disruption, short form trains and trains that don't stop at Leighton Buzzard when they should, there's been some welcome news for our train commuters. Grant Shapps, the Transport Minister, has ordered West Midland Trains, who operate the London Northwestern trains through Leighton Buzzard, to invest an additional £20 million into improving the service. He said that they were badly breaching their performance targets and that the train operator remains under strict review. As well as travel disruption, Storm Dennis has caused havoc for at least one local business. GCC Artworks on North Street have been forced to close their shop due to storm damage. We hope that once it's properly assessed, the damage won't be too extensive and that the beautiful, unique works of art that Gemma creates there are not damaged. And we hope she's able to open again really soon. Well over 100 people attended the first hour of the Council's Future Planning drop-in yesterday. When I popped in after work, the room was still heaving with lots of great conversations happening about what people loved about our town and what their hopes for its future are. Findings from the recent benchmarking report were summarised and people were able to leave their thoughts, comments and reactions to them on post-it notes. Or if they wanted to leave them linked to a specific area, they could put them on maps of the area. When I looked at what the post-it notes said, there were lots of comments about parking and congestion, ideas about building a health hub and a community hub. And there were some great suggestions around an arts centre too. Some of the findings from the benchmarking report that stood out to me were that we appear to have less free parking spaces than the average for small towns. That percentage of free spaces gets even smaller on market days. I don't know if that's because we have less spaces or because our retailers are doing a great job of bringing people into the town. Our market certainly has more traders than the average for a small town, but under half the number for a large town. And the survey did tell us that people spend more when they visit Leighton Buzzard than the national average for a small town. Our love for the town centre certainly showed, with 7 out of 10 people saying they'd recommend people to visit. And that's up from previous years and significantly more than the national small town average. Our businesses think it's a great place too, with 88% of them saying they'd recommend it as a place to trade. And given how trading's been quite tough over the last year, if you listen to most of the news, I think it's great that 40% of our town centre businesses have reported an increase in turnover in the last year, and that overall their business confidence is high. Our cafes, bars and restaurants also came in for a lot of praise. Despite that, people are still looking for some improvements in the retail offer, better or even free parking, and an increased police presence to improve the feeling of safety in the town centre, especially at night. The event was so busy that the representatives of Central Bedfordshire Council weren't able to give us an interview, but they were thrilled with the turnout and the quality of conversations they were having with people, and in particular with the positive suggestions people were giving them for the future. I don't envy whoever has to put all the ideas together, but they hope to do this relatively quickly and they aim to publish the results on the Central Beds website, which will have a special page for all things Leighton Buzzard. Once they've had a chance to review everyone's suggestions and combine them with the other consultations they're doing, we should get a further opportunity to be involved, so keep an eye on their website for details. It's our town, we're rightly proud of it, and let's keep talking about what we want for the future. If you've got some business news or a story you'd like featured on the show, please do get in touch. You can email me at Becca, B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
If your phone system sounds like this, speak to Penn Telecom for a painless transition to a voiceover IP system. You can keep your existing number. It's low cost to get started and with no long-term contracts. With Penn Telecom, you can have a future-proof switchboard without huge outlay, and we're Ofcom regulated. Call Penn Telecom on 01525 868 555. We're connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with a special report on young people's career aspirations and apprenticeships. The negative impact of social media has featured heavily in the news this weekend, and the influence of social media platforms is undeniable in all areas of our lives. Indeed, being an influencer is one of society's most lucrative career paths, but a study by BAE Systems as part of National Apprenticeships Week has found that many young people are now considering science and technology as great career choices. The study showed that 3/4 of young people are considering apprenticeships, and 88% are also concerned about future-proofing their careers. Perhaps surprisingly, 29% of people aged 16 to 24 are more inspired to follow in the footsteps of high-profile scientists such as David Attenborough and Professor Brian Cox than the 19% who are inspired by top sports stars and only 12% by influencers. Joining our reporter to discuss how young people can future-proof their careers with apprenticeships, especially in STEM, are Richard Hammer, BAE Systems Education and Skills Director, and BAE Systems Apprentice Khadisha Ismail. Let's join the conversation.
Did a survey with 2016 to 24-year-olds just about perceptions around STEM, science, technology, engineering, maths, subjects and careers, and It's great to see that, you know, so almost 1/3 of young people are saying that they admire scientists more than sort of the celebrities, which is good because we want people to think about real jobs and real futures. And below that, we again see sort of 80% of young people sort of being inspired and impressed by technology and recognising it's so important.
And so did you find that quite surprising, the fact that, you know, 1 in 3 Brits were actually more inspired by the scientists rather than Instagrammers and actors? Because I know obviously we've got quite a large social media culture nowadays.
Well, I sort of sense a big sort of shift in perception of young people. I think one of the things that's been affecting is greater job insecurity and difficulties in getting onto the labour market for young people than it was many years ago. But also, I think the student loans and student debt and things like that, I think, has made young people more worried about what choices they're making in lives. So I think that's made them think and realise that careers in engineering, manufacturing and in science more broadly offer good high paid salaries over a long period of time, and apprenticeships offer, as Khadija will no doubt be telling you, that combination of academic learning but also all the preparation for work in terms of the skills and the behaviours and things like that, which you know, builds real competence and long-term careers. Whereas at university, it is a great experience, but it's only one facet of it. And at the end of it, you then go to apply for a job, whereas the apprentice is already in a job from the start. So I can see there is a shift. And so at BAE Systems, we get typically 10 applications for every apprentice role that we have. And for some of them, a much larger number than that. So we're seeing young people excited by that. And also we're seeing more young women too. So 1/4 of our intake are now female, which is much better than it was in the past. And we need to do better. And again, Khadija can tell you more about these sorts of things as well. But we want to see that diversity. And I think women, you know, I mean, it's often been one of the biggest challenges for our sector, is not recruit enough. We are seeing more young women thinking about it, which is good.
So Khadija, is this something that you've sort of identified with, you know, studying an apprenticeship yourself?
So a bit of both, actually. So still heavily male dominated, but it's nice to see a lot of females coming through.
Good.
It's really interesting, actually, because like taking an apprenticeship is, I guess, sort of, it is future-proofing your career, because you, once you're in, you're in, and then you can start to navigate your way through a company. And again, like with university, the student debt, like Richard mentioned, it's something that a lot of young people are worried about. I know that I was worried about that when I was at college. And so, you know, I took a degree apprenticeship, so that's going to university and working as an aspiring engineer in the environment.
Okay. So what's the balance, out of interest, between you sort of studying and doing more of the practical side of it?
So it's 4 days at work, 1 day for uni. And I guess the evenings are spent doing my uni assignments.
So is it quite a lot? How are you finding the workload?
So at the start, I think I found it difficult to, I guess, organise my time. But, you know, the more I got into it, the more I managed to organise my time, plan how I wanted to do things. And I guess that's a part of even joining a company, giving you those skills to be organised.
And so have you thought about what sort of careers, you know, this apprenticeship might lead you on to?
So definitely something to do with the aerospace industries, because I'm studying aerospace engineering, but I'm not sure if I want to go into kind of integration, so putting systems together, or working right at the bottom at concept design. I think I'm 21 years old yet, so still a lot more to experience before I decide.
Well, thanks so much for joining me. Just a final one, where can people go for more information about this?
Where they'll go should be our website, which is www.baesystems.com/apprentices.
If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email me, Becca, that's BEKKA, @ leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.
This
Leighton Buzz Radio Business Talk. Let's go. Sponsored by Penn Telecom, connecting you to the future.
This is Business Talk with Becca Prideaux.
I'm Becca Prideaux. This is Business Talk here on Leighton Buzz Radio with your What's On for Business. So let's get some dates in your diary. On Wednesday, you can join the Leighton Buzzard Business Club for their breakfast meeting at 7 a.m. at the Dukes at Heath and Reach. They're a business support group who meet every Wednesday. They aim to be supportive in every way and offer a relaxed and light-hearted atmosphere. There's no competition, just friendly business, as they only allow one person from each profession. If you'd like to attend, contact them on Facebook or via their website, leightonbuzzardbiz.co.uk, and they ask that you do that and book your seat so they can find out a bit more about your business. Coming up on Tuesday the 25th of February, 4N Networking have their next networking lunch at the Dukes at Heath and Reach. It starts at noon and it's 50% business and 50% social. There's a 40-second introductions round, an informative speaker, and 3 10-minute one-to-one meetings with other attendees, as well, of course, as your lunch. The meeting costs £15 and you can register your interest on Eventbrite. One of the team will then get in touch and answer any questions you have, as well as confirming your booking. Jam on Toast Marketing have some more of their very popular training workshops coming up. Their workshops for small groups are an hour long. On the 26th of February, Chloe's hosting 2 power hours on marketing basics for small business. And on the 6th of March, she has power hours on both Canva and Instagram. Each of the power hours costs £15 and is held at Haberdashery on the High Street. There are daytime and evening options available. All the details are on Eventbrite or on the Jam on Toast Facebook page. On Friday the 28th of February, from 9:30 to 11:30, you can join Chloe Peters and Emma Curzon at the Dukes at Heath and Reach for a morning of informal networking and an opportunity to engage with other local business ladies at their Bee's Knees Business Buzz. We talked to Emma about what makes their networking group different. Let's hear what she has to say.
So I'm here with the lovely Emma Curzon of the Bee's Knees Business Club. We've just had one of their fantastic meetings. Welcome to Business Talk.
And thanks, Becca.
Can you tell us a bit about the Bee's Knees Club and what makes it so special?
Of course. Well, we're a very friendly local group, very relaxed in the way that we operate. So we don't have any lockouts. We're very much pay-as-you-go rather than annual fees. And we don't do referral targets. So it takes away a lot of the pressure that people feel quite often at networking groups. And it focuses very much on real connections. So people get to know each other without those pressures behind them and worrying that they've got to stand up and do a two-minute speech that perhaps they're not prepared for or feeling confident enough to do in front of a room full of people.
So at each event, there's lots of time to chat, an informative speaker, and more time to chat over tea, coffee, and delicious nibbles. It's a great event both for experienced networkers and for those who've never networked before. The event costs £7 and tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can put some spice back in your networking with the Leighton Buzzard Curry Club on Thursday the 5th of March. These structured meetings aim to be fun and vibrant for entrepreneurs and executives to connect and to collaborate. The Curry Club also support the charity Transition UK, who support disadvantaged people aged 14 to 25 by donating £2 of your monthly fee. They meet at 6:30 at the Dukes at Heath and Reach and it costs £15. Places are limited and you will need to book via Eventbrite. If you're looking for a job or to grow your team, check out the Milton Keynes Job Show. It's the largest job show in the region, and it's on the 27th and 28th of March at the Centre in Milton Keynes. It's free to attend if you're looking for a job, and all the details for job seekers and recruiters are on their website, which is mkjobshow.co.uk. The Leighton and Linslade Town Council's Spring Networking event is on the 22nd of April at the Leighton Buzzard Golf Course from 6 to 8:30 in the evening. It's an opportunity to meet like-minded business people, build your network, meet other networking groups, find out about the support available to local businesses, and maybe even collaborate with them. It's a very well-attended event and a great place to find other local suppliers and customers, so we all benefit. Chris Davis from Sandler Training is this year's guest speaker, and he's going to be discussing topics such as, ever felt that the buyer or an employee has the upper hand in negotiations, and are you busy or are you effective? The event is free and includes light refreshments. It's open to all businesses of all sizes and sectors, and tickets are available on Eventbrite. If you've got a business event coming up you'd like to share and invite other people to, please drop me a line, Becca, that's B-E-K-K-A, at leightonbuzzradio.co.uk.